Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley, this is CUDA Confidential, the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
Hey, Barracuda fans, Nick Nolenberger here. Welcome to another edition of CUDA Confidential. In this episode, we'll be joined by rookie forward Donovan Hoole. We'll talk about Hoole's path from growing up in Montreal to playing his junior hockey in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, and then 4 years at the University of Maine. Hoole went undrafted in the NHL draft, but signed a one-year AHL contract with the Barracuda for the 2024-25 season. Without further ado, we're pleased to welcome Barracuda forward Donovan Hoole to the CUDA Confidential podcast. Welcome back to CUDA Confidential. We're very pleased to be joined by Barracuda forward Donovan Hoole. Donovan, I think the last time we spoke, we were on a flight together coming back from Tucson at the end of the year, and you were going to have to go back to Maine because you still hadn't graduated. I think you had even classes to finish up. So I'm assuming you walked, you graduated, you're all done with college.
Yeah. Like you said, I went back to school, you know, had an exam or two to take care of. And then I was fortunate to walk and graduate with some of my teammates and friends. So it was a great experience. And I'm really glad I got to enjoy it in person.
What's it like to have that behind you now? And now you can focus on being a full-time hockey player. It's one thing to be in college. You're half student, you're half hockey player. You play mostly on the weekends. Now you're full-time. It's all hockey moving forward. Is it nice to get that chapter out of the way?
Yeah, it's like kind of a crazy feeling, you know, like not having school, being in college. You had to take classes in the summertime, and you know, it kind of always around the corner. You always had to do some schoolwork and some. So it's kind of like a crazy feeling sometimes. It's like, whoa, I don't have anything to do. Like it's quite nice, but yeah, it's a good thing that I have behind me, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, it's an adjustment getting out of college, and then. You got no classes. You've just got a different schedule that's almost got to be trained in your mind as well. Now that you're embarking on your pro career, we saw you last year, 4 games with the Barracuda. So you got your feet wet a little bit at the pro level. But now that you're beginning that next chapter, how excited are you to be a pro hockey player? That's a dream of basically all kids that grow up playing the sport. They want to get to the highest level. So what does it mean to you? How excited are you now to be taking on this next chapter?
You know, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity, obviously also humbled, but, you know, it's really exciting. I got lucky enough to play a couple of games, like you said, at the end of last season, and kind of got a taste for it. And obviously, you know, I just love playing the game. So doing it pro now, it's kind of, like you said, a dream come true, and it's really amazing. And, you know, I can't wait to get started again.
It's interesting in life. In my world, it's broadcasting. So last year, I had a chance to call a Sharks game during the regular season. And there's so much nervous energy. You can do something a million times like yourself. You've played probably thousands of minutes of hockey in your life. But until you do something, it's hard to really wrap your head around it. So now that you have some pro games under your belt, how much does that help you just feeling more comfortable, feeling more confident going into training camp next year?
I think it was a huge, huge opportunity that I went a long way for myself. I was there for what, almost 3 weeks, I'd say, and you know, I got to spend a lot of times with the players, some of the older guys, the coaches. So definitely tried to learn as much as I could during my time there. So obviously I tried to be a sponge and learn a tremendous amount of just how the life goes, the lifestyle, and the stuff on the ice, off the ice. So it was a great, great learning experience. And I think I took a lot out of it, which I think is going to go a long way for me to be ready for next season and going into camp.
So I want to go back to prior to your time with the Barracuda, that 3 week span, 4 years at Maine. You wrapped up your senior season, you signed an ATO, and then officially was announced you'll be with the Barracuda on an AHL contract for next year. But 4 years of college in the same spot, what was that experience like to be a Black Bear for 4 years, play in that conference, be part of that really historic program? There's been some great players that have come out of Maine. But what was that experience like to be able to spend your 4 years there?
You know, it's a awesome experience, I'd say. Obviously, I have a lot left in my life, but as of right now, they were the best 4 years of my life. The people I met, coaches, people from the town, obviously friends and teammates. It was just an awesome time there. And like you said, I spent 4 years there, so it kind of became a second home. And after so much time, it kind of start bleeding blue, kind of, is that what we call it, you know, like become a true Black Bear at heart. And the family there, like our team, we grew so close. My coaching staff, I'm also very close with them. So it's really bonds and ties that I made that are going to last forever. And you know, it's a great place. I think we had probably one of the coolest rink to play in college hockey. Like you said, it's a historic program that we kind of tried to bring back on track a little bit, bring back some success. And we kind of did pretty good last year, so it was really awesome to be a part of that. Something that was way bigger than itself, ourselves, obviously, with the big community we had there. So it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, what a great way for you to end your career. You guys really were ascending as a program. A program, when I was a kid back in the 90s, was considered one of the best in college hockey. You think of Paul Kariya and the likes of players like that. But for a while, the program a little bit down and out, but you were part of a group that from your freshman season on really begun to have some success. I want to ask, when you first stepped on campus as a wide-eyed freshman, not even knowing where your classes were, probably not knowing where you were going, to the point that you were a senior, a leader on the team, how much did you change during that span, not only as a player, but as a person?
I grew a lot, you know, like you said, mostly as a person, you know, just got more mature, just getting growing and learning a lot from the coaches and from the older guys on the team. I went there, you know, looking up to the older guys, and you just learn so much about life, and not only in the classes and just like things you like to do, your routine, you know, you start getting way more serious with hockey, and obviously you got to balance school, hockey, travel, all that stuff. So kind of gives you a lot to juggle up on your plate, and you learn a lot, and I think it makes you grow tremendously as a person.
I know with COVID, you were part of that group of players where you dealt with COVID, and a lot of guys were given that extra year of eligibility, and some went to graduate school. Some guys got into the transfer portal and went to different programs. You stuck though at Maine. You played the 4 years, and correct me if I'm wrong, you could have probably gone back. Did you have another year of eligibility to play? Instead, you decided to turn pro. So what went into that decision embarking on your next chapter? And was that a difficult decision by any means to give up that extra year and start playing pro?
Yeah, I think it wasn't an easy decision for sure. It's the decision I spent a lot of time on. I think for me, the biggest thing was how special this year had been for us, our team, and the program as a whole. And, you know, starting getting some success, and we had such a special such a special team there that it was really hard to leave behind, knowing I had an extra year. I don't want to say letting them down, that wouldn't be right, but you know, it's just like tough to let go of something so special. You know, I still had one of my closest friend there that's doing an extra year there, so it would have been fun to stay with him for another year, you know. But at the same time, like you said, like playing pro is obviously the dream, and you know, I still had goals to reach, and just always try to strive to the higher levels, you know. So having that deal on the table, just it was hard to pass up on actually achieving some of my dream.
College is, as you mentioned, to this point in your life, it's been the best experience. I'm in my 30s. I still look back at college as probably one of the best experiences of my life. You're young, you're getting to hang out with your friends, you're living on your own for the first time. So I'm sure that was a big challenge, but to go to the next level, play pro hockey, that's another dream of many players. And for you to be able to accomplish that and start that chapter, I'm sure that was enticing enough to make that decision. I want to go back pre-college, before Maine. You play in the SJHL, the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. You're a Quebec kid, though. You're from Montreal, and you went to the SJHL. Yeah. Your brother, actually, who's going to go play hockey next year at Lindenwood, played in the same league, played for the same team. Great name. The Flin Flon Bombers is the name. So how does a Quebec kid end up going to the SJHL? How did that all play out?
So the way it happened is I did this summer tournament type of for recruitment out of high school, and the coach of the Bombers came, Mike Reagan, and he really liked the way me and two of my buddy played. We were on the same line together. We had a really good tournament, and after one game, he came down and asked all three of us just to go there next year. He said, right, the first time he spoke to us, he wanted us as a line. And they're two of my best friends from home. We grew up together, playing together. So it was really funny. But they ended up going to play major junior in Quebec, in the Quebec League. And I went in Flin Flon. He actually, coach, I went to visit the town during the summer with him. And I think it was an awesome town, you know, a really small town, great people. I just loved it there. The rink there is really historic. It's a really old program, and I thought it was awesome, you know. And so Mike Reagan actually played pro in Quebec. That's why he likes to come down and get players from here. And he's had a lot of success with Quebec players, you know, not only myself, but a lot of other guys that he gets from Quebec actually gets to go play divisional hockey. Because he's really good at placing players, so I think he's had a lot of success with the Quebec guys. And my family is really close with Mike now, so he comes and you know, we'll go to dinner with him, and usually he asks us about players if we know them or whatnot. So he's got a kind of a Quebec connection that way.
When did it start in your mind that playing U.S. college hockey was the route that you wanted to take? Because kids often from Quebec, they end up going playing in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, as your two line mates did. But when did it click in your mind that you wanted to take the U.S. college hockey route?
Yeah, you know, like when you're young, especially here in my time, college was not something we really talked about. It's growing now for kids from Quebec. It's getting more of a trend. But back then, playing in the Cube was kind of the big deal. But my first, when I wasn't drafted in that league, and then as I kept on going, I didn't feel I would have been great in that league till I grew and till I got in Flin Flon. And that was the time where I could have been good, and I realized, you know what, like my parents kind of pushed on going to school and getting education while playing hockey. And I started looking into it and looking at videos on YouTube and stuff like that, and I thought it looked really, really cool. So I thought it was a great plan to do my school and play hockey at the same time.
So when did you get to the point where you physically matured? Because I hear that from a lot of guys who don't go the major route physically. Hey, I wasn't there yet. I wasn't quite quick enough. I wasn't tall enough, heavy enough to deal with the rigors of major junior. In many respects, is just a smaller sample in many ways of pro hockey. You play with a visor, there's fighting, all this different stuff. But a lot of guys who go play college hockey, they just didn't feel physically mature yet to go that route right away. And maybe that was the same for you. So when did it get to the point where you kind of hit a growth spurt? You started to add some weight, you started to get bigger like your peers.
Yeah, like you said, that was exactly the reason. And I used to be small and skinny, you know. I didn't grow till I was like 18. I grew, but I still was very slim. I wasn't really strong. And I think at like 20 years old, maybe I would I was like big enough. And then even when I got to college, Alfie kind of always the guy that recruited me, Alfie Michaud, really close with him. He just kind of always teased me about being tall and lanky, but I've put on some weight since then in my 4 years at UMaine.
We're talking to Donovan Hoole, Barracuda Ford. You've got two younger brothers. Noah's going to go play D1 hockey next year. He's a defenseman at Lindenwood University. And then you've got an even younger brother, Jackson Jay, who's 12. Is he a defenseman or is he a forward like yourself?
I think he likes being a forward more, but he's at that age where he goes in tournaments and kind of does whatever position's open, and but in the season he's a forward.
I know, just talking to you, you take a lot of pride in being that bigger brother, kind of being a guiding light, if you will, for your younger brothers. You even said off air that your parents were out of town for a little bit, so you were serving as the de facto parent, taking your younger brother to practice, helping him on the ice. How important is it to you to be that older brother that can kind of help your younger brothers and be something they can look up to?
You know, I think it kind of means everything. Like obviously family for me is huge, and kind of being that guy that he can look up to and try to set the right example to just help them as much as he can, you know, like I was really happy when Noah went to Flin Flon. I thought that just made for a great story, and training with him and kind of try to show him the way. And obviously just that experience I have, that I've already done 4 years of college, that those 4 years, like, I know what he's going to get into. So I try to kind of show him the way a little bit, and just try to support Jax as much as I can too. I know he loves when me and Noah go watch him, his games and stuff, and he watches our games and stuff like that. So I think it's a great little bond and a little family thing we got going on.
Now, with you ending your college career, Noah just starting it, you guys haven't necessarily trained to this point of the offseason, but you are going to start skating together a little bit. How is it to have a brother now that you guys are getting pretty close? He's probably getting a little bit bigger, probably getting close to your size. Is it fun to have a brother that now is almost like a peer in a sense of where his hockey career is almost at?
Yeah, for sure. Like, growing up earlier, I was kind of stronger than him physically, so I could kind of cheat and get past him. Like, we'd compete, but it wasn't the same. But now that he's at that age where he's as strong as me, and he's gonna play college where I didn't hold back at all when we go in the corner together or stuff like that. So it's really fun, that healthy competition that we can get going whenever we're on the ice together.
So you're a forward, he's a defenseman. You said your younger brother's probably got to be a forward as well. How did you land on becoming a forward? Did you ever play any defense, or was forward always what
I
you
was always
enjoyed?
a forward. I don't think my skating agility backwards, especially, was the greatest growing up. And I thought I always loved to score goals, growing up. And I always even tell Jax when he's asking me what position he should be, I'm like, if you want to score goals, I'd rather be a forward. But that's just my point of view. Obviously, a defensive player can score as well, but.
It's always funny because I mean, it seems to be a trend. Either kids want to play goalie because of the equipment, or you want to play forward because you score goals. Not many kids start as defensemen. That kind of happens over time. You either get pushed back to defense, but it tends to be that. You want to score goals, or you want to wear the goalie equipment and get all the cold goalie gear. It's funny how that works. You're a Montreal kid, as we mentioned. Did you grow up a Habs fan?
Yeah, definitely. Got lucky to go to the Bell Center a couple times, watch games. I think it is always obviously a great franchise, and the city loves the team, so it's really cool to be a part of that.
Well, you'll be in training camp with the Barracuda. You'll be trying to make that team, trying to start your pro career in the American Hockey League. As you approach training camp, we're a couple of months away, but what's your mindset going into that as you hope to make the Barracuda and start your career in the AHL?
Just coming here, not with a chip on my shoulder, but just obviously being the way I've done it in my career, just being a really hard worker and leaving it all on the ice or in the workout room, or just being a heart and soul guy and working, being one of the hardest worker out there, if not the hardest worker, because I think that's how I've earned most of my opportunities in my career.
Well, you're a big family guy with your two younger brothers. You talked about how important family is. Off air, you mentioned you're back home in Montreal, and it's nice in the off season because you get to be around family more than you are during the season. So, what are you doing this off season aside from training, get ready for next year? What are you doing away from the rink?
A lot of other sports, honestly. My family, we like to play tennis. We have a court not too far from our house. Tennis, pickleball were huge. I'm trying to get into golf. I know it's huge for hockey players in the off season. I'm really bad at it though, so like I'm working on my game, but that's pretty much it. Hanging out with friends and doing other types of sport, just spending as much time outside as I can, and yeah.
Donovan Hoole, Barracuda Forward. We appreciate the time, man. It was really nice to meet you at the end of the year. Looking forward to being around you this upcoming year as well. Enjoy the offseason. Enjoy some time around family. You have a long season ahead, and it'll be a lot of fun, but it is a grind at times. So enjoy the time away, and we'll see you in a couple of months.
Yeah, thank you so much.
A big thank you to Barracuda Forward, Donovan Hoole. That'll do it for this episode of CUDA Confidential. I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying thanks for listening, and so long until next time.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.